Okay, we're on. Tamura daf chaf aleph. Tamura chaf aleph is today's daf. I'm sorry. Yesterday's shiur was sponsored. Didn't get the message until a little too late. But yesterday's shiur was sponsored in memory of Louis Feinberg by his children and grandchildren, Leib and Dovber by the Feinberg and Wagner families. We thank them for their sponsorship. Again, in memory of Louis Feinberg. By his children and grandchildren, the Feinberg and Wagner families, Ben Dovber. Also, this week's shiurim are sponsored LaHatzlacha, Aviva Perel Bas Shendel Rivka. Again, LaHatzlacha for Aviva Perel Bas Shendel Rivka. Just scheduling note, Friday, I'm not sure if there is going to be a shiur up. Shushan Purim, we'll see what time leaves, but well, we'll try. But tomorrow, Purim Day, there will be a shiur. Friday, though, is unclear. Okay, let us. And tomorrow is the shiur is regular time. 7:10. We're starting at 7:10. 8 o'clock is Shacharis. Okay, let us continue. Says the Gemara. Fourth wide line on Chaf Amabes. Here we go. Boy mine Rabbi Avin Bar Chia me Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana. Hifresh dekeva la asham, bina maush yekriv la ola. As we've had similar discussions over the past couple of days, if you're mafresh an animal which is not appropriate for the carbon that you were mafresh it for, so if you're mafresh in a keva for a carbon asham, which is one of those three carbonas that we've been talking about, asham, pesach, and ola, if you're mafresh it for an asham, can you be makriv the baby that comes out of that ola? It comes out of that asham for an ola. Earlier we had hifresh nekeva la ola, but now hifresh nekeva la asham. So fatifsho lemid Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, the remoder Rabbi Eliezer. Why don't we say right what we had earlier? We had moder Rabbi Lazar that on the top of Yud Tesma Beis moder Rabbi Lazar b'mafresh nekeva la asham dein benakar of asham. He says it. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina already said that he agrees that the benakar cannot be kar of asham. So why wouldn't Rabbi Avid Bar Chia hold of that? So answers the Gemara, Lo Shamila, he didn't hear it. So my, so what answer did Rabbi Avid Bar Kahana give him? Amar Lei, Bina Karav Ola. Yes, the Bina can be Hukrav as an Ola. So Gemara says, one second, hi my. Adkan, we say the whole Svara of the statement of Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. Adkan, Lokam Rabbi Elazar, Ela B'mafrish, Nekeva La'ola, Dikashim Ola Al'ima. When do we say the child could be Hukrav as an Ola? Because the mother has Shaychus to the Ola world in terms of Ola Sa'of. Aval Gabi Asham, Deleka Shem Ola Al'ima, but by an Asham, where there's no Shaychus of a Nekeva to the mother, there's never an asham that's in a keva. Afilu Rabbi Eliezer modes, even he should be modeh, that it is off limits to bring it as the child as an ola. So why is it here that he says that it can be? So Amalei, no. He thinks that the svara of Rabbi Eliezer was what the havamina that we rejected. The maskana and the havamina here are switched compared to what we said on yesterday's daf on the top of Amabes. Amalei, Taimad Rebel Yazar, Lamishub Deshim Ola Alimo. No, the Svara isn't because that the Ola has connection to a female. Elamishub the Chazilak Rava. Lamaisa, the child is a male, and therefore, Ra'ui to be Hukrav as the carbon that you want. V'hanami Chazilak Rava. And therefore, here too, the baby, the boy of the carbon Asham, of the female carbon Asham, is Ra'ui to be an Ola because it's a male. So therefore, that's enough. Chazilak Rava. So the Gemara says that, again, the opposite, the Havamina Maskana yesterday, are here switched. Period. Finishing up. Esvei, but what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that we just had here. Vladon of Vlad, Vladon Atsof Kala Olam, Yavi Bidman Ola. Our Mishnah has the case of Tamur as Asham, Vlad Tamur as Asham, all these cases of coming out of the Asham, you bring with their Demehen. You have to wait till they get a Mum and sell them. And bring with their value a carbon ola. Bidemehen in atzmalo. Doesn't this mean that only with their value you cannot bring them? Right? We've had a couple of shitas in the Mishnayos over the past couple of days when you can actually bring those animals as the carbonas that you want. But here the Mishnah specifically says demehen. So bidemehen in atzmalo. So doesn't that show that it's against what Rabbi Avid Bar Kahana answered, right? If you're mafresh, a nekeva la asham, you cannot bring its baby as an ola. So Gemara says, no, hacha, but my askinan. In the Mishnah, what are we talking about? She yelled a nekeva. You know why the Mishnah, you can't bring it? Because it's also a female. If it would be a male, you're right. you can bring it as an ola. But if, because it's a female, that's why you can't. Says the Gemara, one second. If you had sofa olam la olam chazachar. Well, there's never going to be one male. The Mishnah says you can never bring it. You always have to bring the demayan. There's never going to be a male in this animal's future. How can we say that? So Amar Le, let's just first do our Girsa. Amar Le, Mishanina Shinuyi Dechiki Bavloi. I'll answer you a difficult Babylonian answer. Kigon, Sheyolda Nekevos at Sofa Olam. Right? So Yolda Nekevos at Sofa Olam. Yeah, in a Chinami. We're talking, Mishnah's talking about a case where there were only females born. So is this a connection to Purim? With those difficult Babylonians, right? That give difficult, okay, maybe we'll have another connection. But this is, our girsa. That's the difficult Babylonian answer, right? Yolda at Sofa Olam. The Gra has a different girsa here. In Rashi, actually, Gra quotes a whole other line. If you look at Os Aleph, nearly the Gir says Rashi, Ha'olam Mayhave Mishani Le Hasam Mishum Da'asi Le'echlufe. There's a difference between the case of the Mishnah and our case. The case of the Mishnah, we're worried that when you bring the Karban, instead of bringing it as an Ola, you'd bring it as an Asham. That's what we're worried about there. Masha'en Kain in our case. That's what he says Rashi's Girsa is. Klomar on the says, Midakamar, Mishanino, Chashanid, Dechiki, Bevelin, Mechlal, Davayad, Shinu Yachrid. It's Basha that he knew a different answer. So what was that different answer? But the different answer of Asi Lachlufe. We're worried. It's a Gzeira. Gzeira, the difference, there's a difference between Mafresh Nekevela Ola, and you have the boy, the male Vlad, where there is no worry that you'd bring it as a different carbon, Masha'enkin. In the Mishnah, maybe you're worried about it because it's Tmura and Vlad v'chulu. Okay, period. Says the Mishnah. Tmura's next topic. Next carbon under discussion. Right, we've discussed, if you keep in mind, discussed from the beginning of the parak, we discussed Tmuris and Vlados of Ashamos, going backwards. Then we discussed, before that we had Olos. Before that we had Shlomim. Right, we've discussed a lot of these carbonas. The Chataos, that's the first mission of the next parak. First mission of the next parak discusses the five chatos mesos. So these parakim are about tmura of the karbanas and the other outgrowths of the karbanas. So tmura sabachar v'hamaiser. Tmura of the bechor and maiser. So vladan uvlad vladan. Or the babies. So you could have babies of female maiser karbanos because maiser could be a zachar and a keva. But a bechor, obviously, it's not going to be an offspring of a bechor because a bechor are all males. So that's to be a tamuras bechor. The vlad of a tamuras bechor. Anyway, any of these, at sofa olam harehelu ki becharu ki maiser. They all have the status, like all other karbanos, like bechor and maiser. The tamur and the vladas have the status of the source animals. But it's not really true. Because we had a limud earlier that tamuras, bechor, and maiser cannot be hukraf. So what does it mean? It's like bechor and maiser, lagabe kedusha, not lagabe the hakrava. Because you can't be makriv these animals. Rashi says, l'chol kedushas bechor. Rashi's emphasizing because you can't be makriv it for all kedushas bechor and maiser. Like the Mishnah is going to discuss soon. Shalei makriv be'itzlis l'achashnaf ba'mum. Right? Even after it gets a mum, you can't sell it in the normal way. So, but in terms of a certain level of kedusha, it gains kedusha. V'ye'achlu b'mum on l'bayalim. And they can be eaten. Once a mum occurs, you're not allowed to redeem it, as we'll see soon, but they can be eaten b'mum l'bayalim. What does l'bayalim here mean? Ye'achlu b'mum on l'bayalim. This is a machlokas that we've mentioned in the past. Tmuras b'char. Do you have to give a tmura b'char to the kohen? That is not clear. That's a machlokas Tosfos on the Rambam. Tosfos, back in Maseches Zvachim on Daf, Ayin Hey Amabez, Tosfos says explicitly, V'ila inyan delo boy la misva la kohen, v'chulu. You know that from somewhere else. Tosfos assumes, as a davar pashut, that a bechor has to go to the kohen, but a tamuras bechor, even if you know it's vadai tamuras bechor, safik bechor is a whole issue. Gemara b'metzia takva kohen by safik bechor, but tamuras bechor, Tosfos says, does not have to go to the kohen. The Rambam argues. The Rambam says clearly in Hilchos Tamura Paragimo Halacha Beis that even a tamuras bechor goes to the kohen. Tamuras habachar lekohenim, v'tamuras ha'maiser lebailim. It's a contrast. Ukeshem shein poten bachar maiser shenofal behen mum, kach in poten tamurasam. You can't be poten tamur either. What's the nekudas ha'machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam? So the Mikdash David explains, well, who is more pashut? He always have to ask the machlokas. When you have a machlokas, who's more pashut? So says the Mikdash David L'chora, Tosus is more pashit. What's a Bechor? A Bechor is a firstborn animal, a pet arechem. And Tumuras Bechor is not a pet arechem. And therefore, it doesn't go to the Kohen. That's why Tosus says what he says. The Bilem get to keep it. Maybe it has the status of a carbon, you have to wait until it gets a mum, but it doesn't go to the Kohen, because the Kohen gets pet arechem. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam must hold, says the Mikdash David, Yud Dalit Aleph, that what goes to the Kohen? Not only pet arechem, but any animal has a shame bechor. Shame bechor goes to the Kohen. That's the din according to the Rambam. V'hinei b'svaras ha-Rambam, yish la'ayin, the lomay yinasin t'vores bechor l'Kohen, ha'ino pet arechem, d'rak pet arechem, zichsa ha-Torah l'Kohen. Avol zeh she'ino pet arechem, rak adi she'hemir, chalol av k'dushas bechor. V'nira mizeh, the Rambam sover, d'zeh the bechor l'Kohen, ein zeh z'chus l'Kohen. B'pet arechem, rak z'chus l'Kohen, b'korban bechor. Whatever has that status. That's the Mikdash David explaining the Rambam. Where do you see this? A couple of rayas. I'll quote one. He says maybe a mocker for the Rambam is the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Tes. The Gemara there talks about a Pesach that you shechted shelo lishmo. So different karbanis, what do they turn into? So the Gemara says there, it's become the shlamim, as we've had. Demakshinan, the Gemara there asks on Daf Tes, V'ema ishachte l'shem b'chor lahavi b'chor. Maybe if you could check, if you shed the Pesach l'shem other animals, what other karbanis, what karban is it? So we said, if you shed the shlol l'shma, become the shlamim. So the Gemara says, why? Maybe it should be to whatever karban you shecht it for. Like if you shecht the l'shem b'chor, it should have kedushas b'chor. L'may nafkamina? L'may hilchasa? De loli boy nisachim. Inami lemisve lekohen. The Gemara's Havamina there on Daftesin Zvachim is that if you would shech a Pesach, l'shem Bechor, my nafgamina it would be a Bechor to give it to the Kohen. So, Muchach, de maya din b'shochet Bechor, l'shem Bechor, nasa Bechor, if it would have the status of Bechor, which is not true, but if it would have get the status of Bechor, you'd give it to the Kohen. V'yavagadeno petarechem, da Pesachu. Umuchach the zechiah sakoyim bebechor ein zechiah bebederechem rak zechiah bekarbon bechor. And then he quotes maybe it's not a rayim bechach as what would Tosfos do in that case? Tosfos might say shiny hasam kibish there you shechted it l'shem bechor. Therefore it becomes a carbon bechor. That's why it might be also lazarim. But if you say tamura, right? Maybe lav dafka that tours bechor denechem amumo. You know that that might. Might not be a raya to the case from Bechor to Pesach L'shem, that becomes a Bechor to Timuras Bechor. But either way, that could be a raya to the Rambam. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. So we just said Timuras Bechor and Meiser and the Vlados all have the status of Bechor and Meiser, and they can be eaten by the Bailam. So, and the just by the Hara is that what does Bailam mean here? It's not Mefurish like anybody. The Rambam would mean the Bailam or the Kohanim. Or the Bailam in this case. Ma bein Mechor l'Maiser l'bein Kol HaKadshim. What's the difference between Mechor and Maiser and all Karbanas, once we're talking about it? Shekol HaKadshim Nimkaran be'itlis v'nishchatim be'itlis. All Karbanas, once they get a mum, they can be sold in a itlis, in the regular marketplace. V'nishchatim be'itlis, and they're shechted there. V'nishkalim be'litra, and they're weighed with the regular scales. Why? Even though it's somewhat of a bizayon to treat karbanos in the way that you treat regular chulin animals, but this is the way that you can get the best money for it. Get the highest price in the marketplace. Get the most people vying for it. So that's why the counter pressure of treating it b'kedusha is outweighed by getting the most money for hektish, and therefore you're allowed to do it in this way. Chutz min ha-bechor v'maiser. Bechor and Meiser, one is not allowed to do that. Why? Because who's getting the money? Here the Bailam are getting the money, not hektish. Because of that, we don't allow it to be brought into the itlas. That's Rashi, first skinny line. Mipnei she'ein hana asan lahektish b'mechir asan. Right, it's not going to go to hektish. D'dami b'char l'kohen, v'dmei b'char l'kohen, v'dmei maisel l'bailam. And mishim hana d'tulo mezalzalina b'kachim. So that's why we don't allow it. We're not mezalzalin kachim, just so that an hedyot can make a buck. Right, it's only if hektish can.
So that's Rashi holding like the Rambam?
It's Rashi holding like the Rambam, because it says Demei Bechor LeKohen. No, but that was talking about a Bechor Behema Tahora, or any of these, that that me'ikra din. So you're saying if the Bechor goes to the Kohen, what about Tamura? You could be talking about Vlad, right? I'm not sure if I have to be talking about both.
Is it possible to say that if there's a mum of a Tamura, that even Tosos would say it would go to the...
A Baal mum of a real Bechor. Baal mum of a real Bechor, you have to give to the Kohen, but then he can give it to you. He can give it back to you. It's Mamono Shel Kohen. It loses its Kedusha. Samona shall come. The Yesh Lohem Pidyon, Ulusmurose and Pidyon, and by all other Karbanos, you can redeem it. Ulusmurose and Pidyon, and you can redeem their Tamuris. It's not more Chamor, Chutzmina Bechor Vahamaiser, except for Bechor and Meiser, because again, the special halacha that they are not redeemable, right? Lo Siftet says by Bechor, and by Meiser, Lo Yigael. Uba'in Mechutz La'aretz, and all Karbanos could come from Chutz La'aretz. Oh, Nes Chutz La'aretz, right? Ubayin Mechutz La'aretz. They came from Chutz La'aretz. Chutz Mina Bechor VaMeiser. Except for Bechor and Meiser, do not come. They're not come lechadchila from Chutz La'aretz like other kachim, as we'll talk about more in the Gemara. Because after all, the imbau, if they did come from Chutz La'aretz, tamimim yikrivu, you can be makrav the tamimim. The imbalimum yachlu bimuman levaylim. Right? They can be in bimuman levaylim. Okay, so that is if they come. Why? Why is there no chiyuv to bring them from Chutz La'aretz? It has a Kedusha. If it's a Bechor born in Chutz La'aretz, it has Kedusha. So, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Matam, Sha'a Bechor Va'amayser Yesh La'am Parnasum Im Koman. Because after all, Bechor and Meiser, if they ultimately get a mum, so you don't have to bring it, you don't have to bring it anything to the Beis HaMikdash. It could be that you'll never have to come. Vishar kolaka, right, as we said, because it becomes a mono shell abailim. Right, Rashi says again, Yishlam takana bim koman, sheyirachi is tavu, you wait till they get a mum, viyachlum mum labailim. Other kachim, even if it gets a mum, you have to take the money to the mikdash. You have to come up here anyway. So you might as well come earlier. But vishar kol kachim, afaychen olabem mum, hare ilu bikdushasan. The kedusha does not leave, only by Bechor and Meiser. There is an interesting discussion in the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says, how do we define Bechor and Meiser Chutz La'aretz? Bechor, you know how it's defined, if it's born in Chutz La'aretz. Right? That's when it's this Kaddish. What about Meiser? Says the Minchas Chinuch and Simon Shin Samach. Italui hadavar beleda to behemos hanoladim b'chutz la'aretz ein ha-meiser shelahem nikrav kemo bechor denolad b'chutz la'aretz ein makrivim. Do you go by Shas Leda? By Meiser? Oh, Efshar, the Tali Hecha, the Chal, Lava Kedusha. Or it depends, where does it get Kedusha? Where you did the Meiser Isur. So, what's a Behemoth Meiser Chutz La'aretz? Born or Meiser? Ubechor, the Kedusha, Samei Rechem, the Chal, Lava Kedusha, Bechutz La'aretz, Eino Nikrav, Huadin Bemeiser, and Misaser Bechutz La'aretz, Ein Makriven. The Be'ez Chalosa Kedusha, Haya Bechutz La'aretz, Velo Chal Kedusha La'akriv, Aval Hanola Din Bechutz La'aretz, Vehevi Umla Eretz Yisrael, the Isram Shum Nikrav Gamkein. Maybe that's considered a Meiser Eretz Yisrael. Ve'eino Tali Beleida Klal, right? Be'ez Chalosa Kedusha. So he has that Safik, and then he says, Veniral, and he has Daiti, the Lo Azlina Basar Leida, Velo Basar Meiser. Whoa, so what do you go after? Kivan, to call Iker Tam Shal Rabbi Akiva, as we'll see soon. The Makish Meiser Behema the Meiser Dagon. Since you go from Meiser Behema to Meiser Dagon, so you go by Makom Shenis Chayev. What's Makom Shenis Chayev? Meiser Dagon de Bechutz La'aretz Pater Beret Yisrael Chayev. Ena Tavatoli Begidul. Ena Tavatoli Begidul. Volob Makom Meiser. Rak Makom Shenikva the Meiseris. The place where it's Nikva the Meiseris. Im Kain. But Meiser Dagon at the Tali Achiev Apter Beret Yisrael. Bechutz La'aretz Azlina Basar Makom Shenis Chayev. The Cholim, we try to get to the fine. Im Kain Akfias La Meiser. Hayeb Biptur. Parach Minei Achiev. Ava Mishenichnusu Acher Ach La'aretz Yisrael Peturim. The Parach Minei Achiev. We just find the line. V'chein lehefek, and he says, "Imkein uadin lemaiser behema gamkein b'chutz la'aretz lo neschayev u'bizman shachal aleim achiyev u'peturim af benichnusu la'aretz ve'isran ba'aretz eino meiser kiva de parach achiyev b'chutz la'aretz." It could be that once it's born in chutz la'aretz, even if you would be nesaser in Eretz Yisrael, it would not be chayev. V'im neschayev u'be'Eretz Yisrael chal aleim achiyev v'chayevim af b'yatzu chutz la'aretz. And if they were in neschayev in Eretz Yisrael, they're already chayiv. Even if he brought him out, lagamri kameiser togon. V'latali beleida ube meiser rak b'makom shenis chayiv. Kamo meiser togon. Goes by the makom shenis chayiv. K nearly bara beli pickbook. The kozel in yin lahakrif ki yin kedusha kadosh gam ki b'chutz laaretz rakadosh linyin lahakrif tali makar shegias lan chiyuv. Okay, that's where the higias man, meaning his pshara is that it cannot be switched. Once it's determined, it cannot be switched. Okay, we'll get back to another point. Bez Hashem of the Minchas Chinuch later. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava Barav Aza. Boin b'ma'arava, or boi b'ma'arava. There was a question in Eretz Yisrael. Hamatil mum b'timuras b'charu ma'iser mahu. What happens if somebody's matil mum in these animals that cannot be brought as a carbon? We can already see what the suffix is going to be. Mi amrinan kivan de lo krevan lo mechayiv. Do I say since they can't be hokrav, as we said in the Mishnah, they have kedushas carbon, but they don't have kedushas akrava. So since they can't be hokrav lo mechayiv, because the isra of hatolas balmum is a function of you are now preventing it from being a carbon. So do you say that? O dilma, no kivan de kachu mechayiv. But they say no. They, after all, they are have kedusha. So, they have Kedusha, so you're Chayiv. So, Amar Lei, Abaya, V'tiboy L'cha Amatel Mum B'tashish HaMaiser. You can ask a similar question. Ask a question about, remember 9, 10, 11 by Maiser? So if you remember, animal 9 that you misnumbered as 10 has Kedusha, but it can't be Hukrav. You have to wait until it gets a Mum. Same Halacha. 10 that's 11 is Hukrav. 11 that's 10, Hukrav is a Shlomim. But number 9 is not Hukrav. So why didn't, Abaya says, why didn't you ask the same question here? So, Ella, Maishna, Chi, Delokami, Boilacha, why don't you ask about Chi, Drachmana, Miate, Asiri, Lahotia, Chi, because the Torah excludes it, Sachanam, Drachmana, Miatinu, Lo Sifte, Kodesh, Haim, Hain, Craven, Vaintimarasa, Craven. Maybe it's a, yeah, just like you have a Miotir to say it's not like a regular case of a Kedushas Behema, so too there. Rabbi Yitzchak had the same exact conversation, but just in the opposite way. Omar Rava Bereid Rav Aza, that's that Girsa, but Omar Rava, Hamata Mum B'tashi, Shamaiser Mahu. They asked the other question, and he said, why didn't he ask it about this one? So, if you Mata Mum B'tashi, Omar Levit Tiboy Lacha, Hamata Mum B'tamoras B'chor Meiser, why didn't you ask me about our Mishnah, Ela Meishna T'moras B'chor Meiser, Dolomi Boy Lacha, why didn't you ask, Derachmana Miatinu, Kodesh Haim, Hain Craven, Vein Timurasan Krava, just like you have a miut over there, Chi Shal Maiser Nami, Rachmana Miyote Asiri, Lahotzi Esat Chi. So maybe it is excluded. What do you see? It could be that Matal Mumbakachim is totally on the Efsharus Lahakriv. A related discussion, is the discussion in Mesachas Avodah Zarah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. What about Bisman Hazeh? What about Matal Mum B'Kachim Bizman Hazeh? So the Gemara seems to say there's no Isser. The Gemara says, Hani Mili Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, the Chazi LaHakrova. Hasha Dulo Chazi LaHakrova, last one Ba. Sounds like it. If you look in the top Tosfos here, Tosfos quotes is really a Machlokas Tanoim about another case. What's another case? Here's a case where inherently it's not Roy LaHakrova. The case of Avodah Zarah is Bizman Hazeh. Tosfos says, what about Baal Mum? What if you're Matil Mum B'Baal Mum? It's already Eino Roy Lakrava, but it still has Kedusha. So Tosfos says that's a Machlokas Tanam elsewhere. Tosfos says our Gemara's question is according to either of those opinions. You don't have to say it's going according to either opinion. Says Tosfos on top. If you look in Menachos, Pligi Tanai B'matamum B'vamum. I don't know why the letters got smaller all of a sudden in these Dafim and Tosfos for the rest of the Masechta. Usually that means it's Tosfos Yeshanim. So maybe this is Tosfos Yeshanim. It's a different one of the Baalei HaTosfos. Right? It started a couple of Daf ago. Did it start? It said. Right? It said Tosfos Yeshanim. Right? It started yesterday, but now it's only. Usually you have Tosfos Yeshanim and regular Tosfos. If you only have Tosfos Yeshanim, okay, maybe it's all Tosfos Yeshanim. So I don't know what happened to Tosfos on Maseches Temura. We don't have any more. Okay. Anyway, Tosfos Yeshanim says on top, V'hai Baya Dehacha. L'travayu, afilu l'man d'amar hasam loke. Even if you say that if you're mata mum in a bal mum, you get malchus, you still might say here, it's possible you won't. Mishum d'chazi l'akrava kodim amum. There, maybe it was Roy originally, before it got a mum. Avalhani d'lochazi l'olam l'akrava l'olaki. But these animals were never, a t'mures b'char, never was able, so maybe here it's more mufka, and you would not get malchus. That's in one direction. Oh, loshna, or no difference. And the question the other way. According to the one that says you don't get malchus by a baal mum, hainu mishum, so maybe there's talking about a case that originally, it always had a mum. So therefore, it was totally mufka. Avol hacha to mikara hayatam. But here, the animal was a tam. You're right. You labeled it as a tamura, but it was a tam. Maybe a tamura of another carbon could have been hokrav. So maybe it's less mufka. So Kamash Mulan, Tosis is just pointing out that the Gemara is now limited according to either of those manda amars in terms of matamum bibal mum. Whatever you hold about that case, you could say differently about our case. There's also an important stipler. This stipler we mentioned in the past at least once, and that is the stipler of Avodah Zarah, who's Mechalek. Why is it by matamum bekadshim we say that it could be that there's not going to be by matomum bibalmum, well, he doesn't talk about that one. He talks about what about the isser of shchute chutz and the isser of matomum bizman hazeh? Why would you say that the isser of shchute chutz is noig bizman hazeh da'oraisa, while the isser of matomum bekatshem might not be noig bizman hazeh da'oraisa? So he says maybe it's based on the chinuch. Very important lines of the chinuch. This chinuch is tucked away in mitzvah taf mem, the mitzvah of akravas karbanos. Mitzvah Parshas Re'eh, as Hashem will get there in a couple of years. Says the Baruch Hashem, we're moving. What are we, 271, 272? Baruch Hashem, one by one in the mitzvah shir. Says the chinuch at the end of the mitzvah, in mitzvah taf mem, hakravas karbanos. The chinuch paskins like the Rambam, that makrivin karbanos, afal bishen and mikdash banu. You don't need to base a mikdash, but makrav karbanos. But the chinuch in the last few lines, for the hegas mitzvah zu bizachar, but the kevas, the mitzvah applies to men, women, to give karbanos, not to do the avoda. That doesn't apply to women. Eretz alomar shall overall zeh. Afilu bizman hazeh, v'igrif karban chutz lebeis abchira shumavatel asei zeh. Shchute chutz bizman hazeh is an iser asei also. We overall alavam alzeh kamosha kasev el b'sei der zeh. Avol ein, here's the key line. Avol eina kavana lomar sheyia oleinu chiyuv lahakrif karban bebeis hamikdash achshav shehu charev. Zeh hadavar baruhu. It's a chiyuv, but is there a chiyuv today? We don't have a beis hamikdash. What does that mean? Doesn't he hold like the Rabbah? Magrivin karbanos avav b'sheina b'ayis banui. Says the stipler and other achronim, there's a kiyum asay and not a chiyuv asay, according to the chinuch. If you'd bring it, it would be shayach d'araisa, it'd be mekayimit. But there's no chiyuv. We've had this many places. A kiyum d'araisa without a chiyuv d'araisa. Women shaking a lulav. Right? They have a kiyum d'araisa and not a chiyuv d'araisa. There, it could come up in various times. Sometimes a mitzvah, there's no mitzvah chiyuvis, but there's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you do it, you get the kiyum. According to the Ramban, Reb Chaim explains the sheet of the Ramban, that there's no mitzvah d'araisa to daven every day. Right? Only according to the Rambam. So, what do you mean there's no mitzvah d'araisa? And how do you do Berchas Kohanim? Berchas Kohanim requires ba'avoda. That's in the context of avoda. So Berchas Kohanim bizman hazeh is only d'rabanan, according to the Ramban? That's very hard to believe. So the Emek Bracha quotes Reb Chaim, who says that even according to the Ramban, there might not be a Chiyav Daraisa every day to daven, but there's a Kiyam Daraisa to daven. Right? It's the difference, Chiyav and a Kiyam. So, yeah?
Megillas Esther living in Eretz Yisrael.
Megillas Esther, according to Reb Moshe, according to Reb Soloveitchik, a Kiyam Daraisa, not a Chiyav Daraisa. Correct. Another, many, many, many examples. So, says the stipler in Avodah Zarah Simin Zayin, what is Shchut Echutz Talion and what is Matal Mum Bekachim Talion? He explains, it could be that the Isser of Shchut Echutz, that is Talion, the Efsharis Lahakrivo. And therefore, even where you don't have a Chiyuv, it could be, as long as if you would be Makrivit, it would be a Kiyam Daraisa, so there's a Chiyuv Daraisa of Shchut Echutz. That's what it's Talion. Masha Enkein, Matal Mum Bekachim, maybe it's Talion, the Chiyuv Lahakriv. And if you don't have a chiyav lahakriv, you're not going to violate bizman hazeh. That's the suggestion of Lenin Isra Adol's Mum. She is so do bebnei mafsid l'gavoa davar shetzarach lahakrivo yishlomer dekol she'ein lo shum mitzvah lahakriv ein b'hafsadaso pseid l'gavoa vein Adol's Mum nefshem mafsid kachim. That is the important ha'ara of the stipler. Keep in mind the sheet of the Rambam that is also discussed. The Rambam holds that even by Adol's Mum b'kachim there's an iser daraisa today, just no malchus. That's the Rambam. The question is, how does the Rambam read the Gemara? That's how he understands the Gemara. The Rambam in Isurei Mizbeach, Tesvav Zayin, he says there is an Isser, Bizman Hazeh, but there is no Malchus. So that is, let me just read it for you. Isser Mizbeach, Aleph Zayin. Isser Mizbeach, Aleph Zayin. Where's my paper? There it is. Hamatul min bekatshim, kagon shesima eino, akita yada, loke, shnema, shari, nemer, bekarban, kalmum lo yebo, feina loke, elo, bizman, shabesim, indish kayim, shahari, haya, roi, le karban, upsalo, avo, bizman, haze, afa, pi, shaver, belosase, eino, loke. Wow. And that's the Rambam who holds Makbibin Karbanis, afa, pi, sha, in mikvish banui. So he has an even more difficult, even if you want to say what the stipler says. So why do you get an Isidar Isa without Malkus? So he has that, he has a pshara. He has a pshara. Vanachan etzli, and he quotes the Radvaz tries to quote it. Good. Says the Gemara. Let's continue. Two dots. Bimbo tzmimin, viraminu. So what did the Mishnah say? You don't bring Bechor and Maisa from Chutz La'aretz. If you did, if it's a Tamim, you're Makrovit. If not, you're not Makrovit. Viraminu, ben Antigonus, hala Bechoris, bibavim lo kiblu mimanu. There's a Mishnah in Meseches Chala that says that Ben Antaninus brought it from Bavel and they didn't accept it. So I thought they do accept it. Bidiyevet. Rav Chizal, Akasha, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Ditanya. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Gimel, Dvarim, Mishum, Gimel, Zakenim. Rabbi Yossi said three things in the name of three Zakenim. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, and Ben Azai. The second one, Rabbi Akiva, has the patur that you don't bring Bechar from Chutz La'aretz. So we're mashmah, Rabbi Yishmael, the first opinion, who doesn't say a word about Bechar, would say it's okay, because he doesn't have a limud to teach me that you don't bring Bechar from Chutz La'aretz. That's the machlokas tanam. But we're not going to have a word about Bechar, basically, until Amid Beis, when Rabbi Akiva is going to exclude Bechar Chutz La'aretz. But the diuk is that Rabbi Yishmael does not exclude it, so that's the machlokas tanam, whether we accept Bechar, firstborns from Chutz La'aretz. Here we go. Did Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Omer, so we quoted that. So Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yochel Yala Adam Meiser Sheni Bizman Hazeh, V'yochlan Abi Yerushalayim. You might think we bring that a person should bring Meiser Sheni up Bizman Hazeh, even in Yerushalayim, even though it doesn't have walls. V'dinu Mukefas Choma. V'dinu Bechar Ton Avas Makom Meiser Ton Avas Makom. A Bechar requires Havas Makom, bringing it to the Mikdash, and Meiser needs Havas Makom. Ma Bechar Eino Ne'echal Ela Befnei Abayis, just like a Bechar is only in Bizman Beis Hamikdash. Af Meiser, even Meiser Sheni. No Meiser Sheni brought his manazeh. The Gemara says, "Lo, wait a minute. Maybe Bechar is different. Shekein Ton Matan Damim Ve'emur Megabim Mizbeach. A Bechar has a vodos that need to be done. That's why it's limited to Beis Hamikdash." Tomer b'Meiser, like Meiser Sheni Delo. Meiser Sheni doesn't have those avodos. So Gemara says, Amrit Bikurim. So compare it to Bikurim. To Unin Avas Makom. U'Meiser don't have Avas Makom. So compare it to Bikurim. Just like Bikurim needs to be brought to Yerushalayim, so to Meiser. Ma. Bikurim Eino Nechal El Befnei Abayis. Bikurim only eating the Bezman Abayis. Meiser Eino Nechal El Befnei Abayis. So to Meiser. So Gemara says again, no. Mala Bikurim. Shekein Tunin Hanacha. Bikurim you need to do an act, not an avoda, but you need to do an act in the Beis HaMikdash, Hanacha Lefnei HaMizbeach, Tamar B'Meiser, Delo. So each one of these is not a good limud. So Tamar Lomar, that's why you need a pasuk. V'yachat Lefnei Hashem Alokecha, Meiser Degoncha V'Siroshcha V'Yitzarecha, U'V'Charos B'Karcha V'Tzonecha. So we compare all these things to each other. It's a hekish. Hikish Meiser L'Bechor, Ma'Bechor Inonecha El B'Fnei Abayis, Af Meiser Inonecha El B'Fnei Abayis. So you learn it from a pasuk. That is the din of Rabbi Yishmael. You don't bring Meiser Sheni Bizman Hazeh to eat in Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, why do you need the pasuk? Maybe you can learn it from a mahatzan, like the Gemara sometimes says. You can't learn it from A, you can't learn it from B, but learn it from teammates. Learn it from A and B together. And A's problem, B doesn't have, and vice versa. So why do you need the pasuk for? For Lad Din of Lacey Mahatzan. Why do you learn it from both? From Bikurim and Bechor teaching me Meiser Sheni. So the Gemara says, no, it would also not work. Because Amar Ravashi, Mishim Dikala Meimar, Malat Sadashavash Bem, Shekein Yish Bem Tzad Mizbeach. They both have something that you have to do next to the Mizbeach. Mashenkin Meiser Sheni, it wouldn't work, and therefore you needed a Pasuk. Period. So now the Gemara gets into one of our favorite Shas topics. Umay Kesavar. What exactly does Rabbi Shmuel hold? That we would have known Misvara, or not Misvara, we would have known from elsewhere that Bechar and Meiser require Beis HaMikdash, but we wouldn't have known Meiser Sheni. We wouldn't have known. But what's the svar? What are these people holding? Umay kasavar, I kasavar, kedusha rishona, kitchel ashaita v'kitchel asin lavo. If you say that the kedusha rishona of Yoshua lasted forever, so loshna bachar, v'loshna meiser, b'nei havaninu. Then everything, you should be able to do it, because it has kedusha today. Right, kedusha rishona, kishul ashayt, kishul asalavo. Because of a kedusha rishona, kishul ashayt, velo kishul asalavo. And if you want to say not, afilu bechor nami tibar lecha. So you should also have a problem about bechor. If you say it's lo kishul asalavo, So the Gemara says, no, lo olam kasaba kedusha rishona kishal ashadeva lo kishal asalavo. Really, it does not last. Lo kishal asalavo. So, why is it that by Bechor, it's a davar pashut, and not by the others? V'achav mayaskinon, this is the case under discussion. Gochen nizrak damol shal Bechor bifnei abayis. You did zrikas hadam before the churban. V'charav abayis. V'yadayim psarakayim. Now the meat is still here. Are you allowed to eat the meat? So kiva di isa ledam lo bar zrikahu. Since if the dam would still be here, you wouldn't be able to do the zrika. Asi baser yalaf mi dam. So you learn baser from dam, and then vasi meiser yalaf mi bechar, and then you learn meiser from bechar. You learn meiser from bsar bechar, and bsar bechar from dam bechar. Period. So that's the case under discussion. Just even before just we continue, remember just to mention the machlokas Rambam Ravid. Hilchos Beis Abchira, which has come up in Daf and Daf Be'i and Shiurim, in terms of Kedusha Rishon. Remember the Rambam? Bali Tosis also discusses in Mesechta Shavuos. The Rambam is machalik between two Kedushos, Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and Kedusha of Yerushalayim, relating to the Sugya of Kedusha Rishon and Kedusha Shaisa V'Kedusha Salavo. The Rambam says this whole machlokas, these 2 days in the Gemara, are only about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But when it comes to Kedushas Yerushalayim, that for sure is Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shaisa V'Kedusha Salavo. Why? Because that kedusha is because of the shechina, and shechina is ena betela. That's the important Rambam. With the kedushas, I mikdash v'yishalayim v'nei shechina v'shechina ena betela. V'hari omer v'hashimosi es mikdash shechem. V'yomru chachamim avamisha shomimim b'kedushas on him omdim. B'chiyav ha'aretz b'shvias v'maisres. That's only because of kibush. That's elsewhere. That's the very important Rambam and the famous Ravid on that Rambam, where the Ravid says svaras atzmo izu v'lo yadati me'ayin lo. He discusses it. And he says, Yo Ezra knew Shamikdash Yerushalayim Masidim Lehishtanos Uleskadish Kiddush Acher Olami Bekavad Hashem LaOlam. The Ravid is famous for various reasons, and if not, we're going to make it famous right now. Both of the next two lines are famous. First, Kach Nigle Besod Hashem LiReyav. First, he says, I had Ruach HaKodesh about this. Does that really mean literally Ruach HaKodesh, or it just means Siyata Deshmaya that I figured this out? That's number one. And then the next line, Ulafichach Hanichnas Atasham Ein Bokares. If you go there today, Ein Bokares. What does that mean? So does that mean it's Mutter, or does that mean Ein Bokares? Pashas just means Ein Bokares. Pashas means it's still Asadarais, so it's going Harabais. Even though we have a tradition from the Meiri in Mesechta Shavuos on Daf Tesvav, where the Meiri, who is always Meiri and the Ravid from the same place, southern Provence, southern France, where the Meiri quotes, the Meiri was never in Eretz Yisrael, I don't think, he quotes this Sugi, he quotes Gdolei HaMefarshim, he quotes this Ravid, Ein Bokares, and then he says, V'hamina Pashut Likanes Sham, Lefish Masha Shamanu. See, and I've heard that people walk all over our bias. Wow. That's the Meiri. So if you take the Meiri letter, the Meiri's interpretation of the Ravid, it's Mut, but Pashas, we assume that the Meiri holds. He's not even talking about walking around the edge. He's talking about Mamish Arabais. Right? So that's the discussion of the Rambam and the Ravid. Just to mention, the Margolius HaShas, I just found one. There's one volume, found with this from Bechoros through the end of Shas. Ad Meseches Nida. Not too much Agarata. Right? That's why you can have one volume on these. Kedusha Rishona, Kishol HaShayta, Kishol HaSalavo. The Kedusha Rishona, the first sanctification of anything is important. First sanctification, Reishis Hayom, Reishis Hashana, Yemei Bachrus, right? The days of our youth, we have to make sure to sanctify. Kedusha Rishona, Kishol HaShayta. If we do it then, Kishol HaSalavo. If we sanctify the day in the morning, if we start off the day with a shir and with tefillah properly, if we start off the year, start off anything, Hakol Basa Reisha, Mekadish Asma, Bimei Bachris, Vareishas Kamur, Kedusha Rishona, Kishlos Alav. Okay, good. Says the Gemara, continuing. 1 second. We just learned Bechor from, Meiser from Bechor Basar, and Basar from Dam, Umiofinan Kodesh Mehadadi. We have these sugyas. Are you allowed to do 2 steps of Limudim in Kachim? V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan. We had back in Zvachim, 3 blot. Remember, Hekesh beHekesh, Gzer Shava. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaTorah Kula, Lameidim Lamim and Alameid. In all Torah, you could have 2 steps of Limudim. Chutz Menach Kachim, Shein Lameidim Lamim and Alameid. And here you're learning two steps. You're learning Meiser from, because what's the case where we're learning from? The case that we're learning from is a case where an animal was, the Bechar was Nizrak Adam Bizman HaMikdash, and the Basar was left afterwards. So you're learning Meiser from Bechar Basar, and Bechar Basar from Bechar Dam. Isn't that a violation of Lamed Min HaLamed? So the Gemara answers, Meiser Chulin Hu. No. Meiser Sheni is not called Kachim. And therefore, it's only one step within Kachim, and then the second step is Chulin Mikachim. So it's okay, it's not a violation. So Gemara says, one second. Ha ni chalaman da amar bazar lamid azlinan. That fits if you have two limudim, and as long as the one that you're learning two is Chulin, that's okay. But if you define lamid min alamid by the ones that you're learning from, then here you're learning from kachim to kachim and from kachim to chulin. So it's still a violation. You still have two steps, and the two milamdim are kachim. So Michael Amemar, then you would have a problem. So our answer is baser v'dam chada milsahi. No, that bechor is one thing. You're learning baser from dam, but you're not. It's really bechor. And therefore, it's only one step of limudim. Ad kan, first opinion in the Brisa. That's all Rabbi Yishmael. What's important about Rabbi Yishmael is that he does not say that anything about Bechor Chutz La'aretz. So we assume he would say you can bring and be makriv a Bechor Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Akiva Omer, second opinion. Right, Rabbi Shmuel just spoke about Meister Sheni. Rabbi Akiva says no. Yochol yala adam bechor mechutz la'aretz bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim v'yakrivenu. You might think you could bring a bechor. Bizman beis hamikdash tamalomar v'yachalto v'nei Hashem alkecha meister deganecha v'sirochcha v'yitzarecha v'chores bekarcha v'tzonecha. And we compare mimakam shatamala maser dagon atamala bechor. Wherever you bring maser dagon from Eretz Yisrael, that's where you can bring bechor from. Umimakam sheiatamala maser dagon iatamala bechor. That's the limud. That is shitas Rebbe Akiva. Shitas Rebbe Akiva. Big discussion. So it says here, Bechor is compared to Meiser. The Rambam says in Trumos that there was no Trumos of Meisers Bizman Azeh during Bayesheni. There was no Trumos of Meisers Bizman Azeh. There's no Trumos of Meisers Mida Oraisa Bizman Bayesheni because you didn't have most of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says in Trumos, the end of the first parak, the Rambam says that Truma bizman azeh viafilu bimakam shechziku olei bavel viafilu bimei Ezra eina min haTorah ela midivrehem she'ein lecha Truma mishel Torah ela be'eretz Yisrael ubizman sheyiu kol Yisrael sham she'nemar kisavo v'chulu v'chein yer lishua din b'maisrus she'en chayavin b'hem bizman azeh ela midivrehem kitruma. That's the Shitas Rambam. So ask the Achronim, ask the Avnei Nezer. One second. So you're going to tell me there was no Bechor Bizman Bayesheni? Because it says, Bechor Chutz La'aretz, let's say. Because Bechor Chutz La'aretz goes by Shumas and Maestras. So if Shumas and Maestras were Drabanan, so then there wouldn't be Bechor. Is that what you're going to tell me? Says the Avnei Nezer, no. Maybe the point is, whenever you have Shumas and Maestras in Eretz Yisrael, that's when you bring it even from Chutz La'aretz. But if you don't have bichlal, he says. Let me just read his question. Lama kar bichlal b'bayisheni kiva delin yishumis amaisers kol aretz yisrael kachutz laaretz ach biruin shel dvarim dehekish bichlal amaiser who dafka bizman she noeg maiser. When the maiser is noeg, then that it works. It's connected in that way. When there's maiser in Eretz Yisrael, then the chiyuv da oraisa bechor is only in chutz laaretz, and you can bring it. Shrei biyom shuk my mishkan karva becharos ach kishen ach shenoldu bechutz laaretz al korchach hekish bechor la meiser ain arak bezman sheish meiser al kain. Right, and that's what Rabbi Kiva says. Rabbi Kiva says you might think you bring up bechor mechutz laaretz bezman shebeis hamikdash kain v'yakrivenu. So you don't. When there is meiser in Eretz Yisrael, you don't bring bechor chutz laaretz. But you don't have to say the opposite. When there is no Meiser in Eretz Yisrael, that you don't bring Bechor Chutz La'aretz. You don't say that Al-Kain, Hekish, Bechor, Le-Meiser, Einarach, Bezvan, She'ish, Meiser. Al-Kain, Kishapaskla, Kedusha, Sa'aretz, Linyin, Meiser, Mivin, Bechor, Afal, Pisha'ein, Meiser. When there's no Kedusha, then you bring Bechor even though there's no Meiser. Meaning it doesn't go across in both directions. Ukahai Gavna? The Meseches Megillah Daf Yudalid. Before they went into Eretz Yisrael, then you could say Halel even on an ace of Chutz La'aretz. Masha Enkin, once they went into Eretz Yisrael, so then things change. Al Karchach Bizman Azel Das Harambam to Minat Torah Af Eretz Yisrael like a Meiser Gam Mechutz La'aretz Mivin Bechor Midaraisa. Again, when there is Meiser Daraisa Bizman Hamikdash, then there is no Bechor Chutz La'aretz. When there is no Meiser, that doesn't mean everything's batel. When there's no Meiser, then maybe there is Bechor Chutz La'aretz. That's the Avnei Nezer with the Purim connection. Baruch Hashem. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Akiva, Ben Azai Omer, Yochomal, as Meiser, Sheni, Yochlen, Bechol, Aroah, B'chol haroeh. Ben Azai says, you might think you could bring Maaser Sheni up and eat it b'chol haroeh. Right, Ben Azai and Yisrael, we'll talk about Maaser Sheni. V'dinhu, b'char ton avos makom, Maaser ton avos makom, b'char requires avos makom, and so too Maaser. Ma b'char ino necha ol lefnim minachoma, Maaser necha ol lefnim minachoma. No, we say Maaser Sheni can only be in lefnim minachoma, like b'char. Ma lo b'char, shekein ton matan domen ve'imrum l'gabi ha-mizbeach, tomer b'maaser delo. What do you mean b'char has differences? It has avodos. Rashi has a different gear here. You can look, not for now. That's why you need the pasuk. Makish ma'aser lebachor, ma bachor yonecha elo lefnim minachoma. Af ma'aser yonecha elo lefnim minachoma. Period. The Gemara says, my kashya le'dekamar yachol. What was the havamid of Ben Azai? That you could eat a b'chol haroeh. That you need the pasuk to exclude amart. Well, we say ho el vitznan ein bein shilo liyerushalayim ella. Because the Mishnah in Megillah says the only difference between shilo and Yerushalayim is sheb shilo ochlim kachim kalim u meiser sheni b'chol haroeh. By shilo you can eat it b'chol haroeh u b'Yerushalayim lifnim minachoma. Kachay kachim lefinim in aklaim, and has to be only within aklaim. So ma datei maybe shleim lacy meiser sheni b'chol haroeh. Maybe. By Yerushalayim, Maaser Sheni can be in B'chol haroeh. Maybe the Mishnah's not talking about, maybe the Mishnah only talking about Kachem Kalim, Lefinim and Achoma, maybe Maaser Sheni would be allowed B'chol haroeh, Kamash Molan not. That's why he needs the Pasuk, because you wouldn't have had Avamina, because there are other things that can be in B'chol haroeh. So Kamash Molan not. Why is there a concept of B'chol haroeh by Shilo? So again, that's the second Magali Sashas, because Yosef was Makadish's eyes. And Shilo is in Shiv Toshel Yosef, and therefore he was Makadish's eyes, right? And it's Kadish Chagabai Chisor B'chol haroeh Mutu Lechol, right? Because the Gemara says, Yosef Kiddish is Reus Einav, right? The Medrash and Vayeshev, Filo Mechitza Shal Bar Zalein Mafsekas Ben Yisrael Avim Shashamayim, so that's why you could B'chol haroeh. Okay, Shilo was fascinating, where the Rav's Pashto Shilo, the Arn was taken. Rav Soloveitchik has a whole article in his Sefer on Tisha B'Av called Churban Shilo, even though we don't have a record of a Churban, but it's halachically considered a Churban. Interesting. Period. Acherim Omrim, Viter. The last day in the Brisa, once we quoted the first three opinions, Yochol Yehi Bechor Shavar Shnoso, Kipsuli HaMakdashim, you might think of Bechor, that you're supposed to bring a Bechor within its first year. If you didn't, you might think it's a Mum. It's like Psuli HaMakdashim V'Yipasel, Tamalomar, Maiser Degonchav Zirashchav Yisarecha, Makish Bechor LaMaiser, Ma Maiser Eno Nifsal Mishano LaChaverta, Maiser is not Nifsal, Bechor Eno Nifsal Mishano LaChaverta, period. Ule Rabbanan Damafgu L'Taima Achrina, Mishano LaChaverta Minalehu. What did the Rabbanan use this Pasuk for? Nafgalahu mi lifnei Hashem alokecha tochlenu shana b'shana limen al b'char shi nifsal mishana l'chaverta. How do they know that halacha? They know it from here. By the way, the same all four opinions learned a different halacha from the same pasuk. That's what we're talking about. So that's why the Gemara just said, according to the first three opinions who used the pasuk for something else, where do they learn this halacha from? From a different pasuk. Ula acherim lifnei Hashem alokecha tochlenu shana b'shana my darshi bay. So what do acherim do with this other pasuk? Mi bayla look at the Tanya yomechad mishana zu v'yomechad mishana acheres. Really, you could eat a bechor for a day of this year and a day of that year, meaning day, night, day. Limit al bechor shenekal l'shayam v'layla echad. To teach me that a bechor could be eaten for a day, night, day. That's a mishana l'shana. You could eat it in 2 years, meaning you could eat it because it's like a carbon shlomim for a day, night, day. V'rabbanan t'nechal l'shayam v'layla echad minalahu. Amar kura yihiyel l'chaka chazei atnufa. It's compared to chazei atnufa, to a shlomim. Just like shlomim is day, night, day, so to a bechor is day, night, day. Okay, adrolach elokachim, we'll stop here. Again, we want to thank the sponsor for yesterday's shiur in memory of Louis Feinberg by his children and grandchildren, the Feinberg and Wagner families, Leib Ben Dov Bear, and also the sponsorship for the week's shiurim, Lahatzlacha Aviva Perel Bas Shendel Rivka. Everybody should have a Freilich and Purim, and Beth Hashem to tomorrow, I believe, there will be a shiur Purim morning. Shushan Purim, I'm guessing not, but we'll see. Okay, we'll stop here.